Welcome to the meditation for grief. For this meditation, you will need a candle and a place to sit, perhaps a chair, or just resting on the floor with a cushion beneath your sits bones. Taking a moment to get comfortable in a seated position. And as you light the candle, let this candle hold space for whatever it is you have lost, whether a person, a relationship, a beloved animal, or just a big life transition. To light this candle in honor of what it is that you're grieving. You can let your eyes gently settle on the flame of the candle as you connect to the rhythm of your breath. Just feeling the natural inflow and outflow of the breath. Feeling the support of the ground or the chair beneath you. Drawing all of your senses inward. And just feeling into what's here in the moment. Noticing the air on your skin. Noticing any tightness in the body, any tingling, or change in temperature. Just letting it all be as it is, without judgment. As you watch the changing nature of the flame, as it flickers, let that be a reminder of the changing sensations in your body, the changing seasons of life, birth, life, death, and rebirth. Slowly bring your awareness down to your own heart, connecting to your own heart by just placing your awareness in your heart space, or perhaps even bringing your hands over your heart, and just noticing what's here. As you feel into your own heart, notice the aliveness that's there. The aliveness which is at the heart of your grief. As you breathe to the rhythm of the flame, just softly letting that breath move around your heart, softening the tissues around the heart. Noticing the emotion. Perhaps there's tears. Perhaps a longing or a heaviness. Perhaps there's even just a numbness, hard to tell. Whatever's here, just allowing it to be as it is. Sending your awareness down to this heart space. Feeling that breath extend out all throughout your body. If there were a color to the breath, just imagining that color spreading all throughout the inner landscape of your body. As you feel into the support of the ground or the chair, also feeling into this container of your body, holding this grief for you. Letting that breath move through you as though your body were a container for the breath to move in and out of. Noticing where your mind is. And just giving this time for yourself to connect to your own heart. To honor this grief that's here. To make room for it. The aliveness of this grief that flickers like the candle. As you settle into this rhythm of your breathing, connecting to this grief, observing how the other side of this grief coin is love. For you would not grieve what you would not love. To honor the love that is here. With each breath, allowing that love to sink in, allowing that love to fill you. Let your eyes continue to softly focus upon that flame. And as you inhale, just breathing in that fiery energy. Letting it burn bright inside of you. And as you exhale, releasing some of that heaviness, some of that weight of the grief that you're carrying. Inhale, breathing in that bright flame of life, of light. And as you exhale, just feeling some of that burden of grief dissolving and recycling back into the earth. As you continue to breathe in this brilliant flame, just feel the warmth of the flame warming up your heart in places where it might feel numb in places where it might feel so filled with sorrow. As you connect to that sadness, that sorrow, exhaling it out into the ground. Begin to deepen your breath. You may even deepen up loud enough that you can really hear yourself breathing. Connecting to the ground. Connecting to that brilliant flame. Knowing that you are not alone in this grief. Allowing it to be a medicine of the heart, to open you up even more deeply into the love that's always been there. Here's a quote by Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. The most beautiful people we have known are those who have known defeat, known suffering, known struggle, known loss, and have found their way out of the depths. These persons have an appreciation, a sensitivity, and an understanding of life that fills them with compassion, gentleness, and a deep loving concern. Beautiful people do not just happen. When you feel ready, you can gently blow out that flame. And as you watch the smoke dissipate out into the ethers, allowing some of the heaviness of the grief to also dissipate out through your pores. Breathing in deeply into the lungs. Knowing you can always come back to this place, honoring the grief and the timeline of grief, continuing to build this self-compassion.